We're going to hear a violin piano sonata by Doreen Carwithen, who was born in 1922 at Haddenham, Buckinghamshire, England. In this program that celebrates mothers, it's worth noting that her mother was a music teacher, and it was she who gave Doreen the first lessons on the piano and violin at the age of 4, and continued teaching her at the piano until she entered the Royal Academy of Music as a Buckinghamshire County Scholar in 1941. It's tempting to surmise that the naturalness with which she treats the piano and violin in the sonata we'll be listening to comes from an inside knowledge of the instruments. She also had cello lessons and played the cello with a regular string quartet and in local orchestras. Apart from this activity, the only music she heard came from the radio. As it was wartime, this music was limited to the BBC Home Service. She learned score reading to gain insight into orchestral sounds and subsequently wrote very successfully for orchestra. Carwithen was the first composer chosen from the Royal Academy of Music for the J. Arthur Rank Apprenticeship Scheme in 1947 to study film music, and she wrote music for over 30 films, including the official film for the coronation, Elizabeth is Queen. In two of her films, music takes the place of dialogue. One of these, The Stranger Left No Card, received the Cannes Festival Award for the Best Short Fictional Film and was then shown at the Edinburgh Festival. In 1961, Carwithen became amanuensis and literary secretary to William Alwyn, who had been her professor of composition at the Royal Academy and whom she later married. Once married, she more or less abandoned her own career to work on behalf of her husband. After his death in 1985, she formed the William Alwyn Foundation to promote her husband's music. She supervised recordings, edited his unpublished works, and helped students from all over the world in their doctorate studies of Alwyn's life and music. Although late in life she thought of writing a symphony and started to draft a third string quartet, hopes of a second phase to her career were dashed in 1999 when a severe stroke left her paralyzed down one side. Doreen Carwithen died in 2003. The violin sonata is a mature work. Carwithen says in her notes that she can't remember the exact date at which she wrote it, but we can assume it was written in the 1950s, as it came after her second string quartet of 1952 and before she dropped out of her composing life. It is in three movements, but these are not the usual pattern of moderato, slow, vivace, and do not follow a strictly sonata form structure either. So what you hear is that this piece starts fast, gets faster in the middle movement, and ends expansively in a moderato movement. It is, as much of Carwithen's music is, big, broad, lyrical writing. The fine performers are Lydia Mordkovich, a Russian-Israeli-British violinist, with Julian Milford at the piano.